That time of year, everyone can let their freak flag fly. You get that shut-in, then all of a sudden it's dressed up like a sexy Hoda. You get your boyfriend, who's usually pretty conservative, but he wants to be a extra slutty Bobby Flay. Ooh, look at that cut of meat. Is that bone-in? I hope it is. If not, I can help with that. You have a hot significant other. Do you find it to be difficult? Do you find it to be something you brag about, a point of pride? Like thinking to yourself, oh God, here we go again. I'm going to go out tonight. There's going to be all kinds of people out at Canton, Fells, Towson, Glen Burnie, Annapolis, wherever.
Hey, baby! Hey, baby, get rid of that man, baby! Hey, baby!
If you think that way or that annoys you, then you probably shouldn't be with that person.
I mean, it's not your fault that they're doing it, right?
But there has to be a line.
It's got to be. After a while, it's got to wear on you. Well, there's some people that relish it, dude. There's different types of people.
Yeah, definitely.
You know our boy, John O. Whoa. He loves just kicking the light fantastic with that honey of his. He loves having people gaze and glaze.
Have you ever been out in public and caught some guy, you know, taking a peek at your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Wife?
I don't see it.
Just looking away is what looks to be five of the nine members of the Woo gazing at Buck. I'll just be over here making a Sammy.
Yes, or like, yeah, you'll be walking behind him into a bar or something, and you can just see all the heads start to turn.
That doesn't bother me. That makes me feel good.
Oh, gaze all you want.
But they're all looking at the person that I'm going home with. Look all you want. At the end of the night, she's coming home with me.
What if they start getting all aggressive? They don't give a damn.
What are we talking about?
That's what we're talking about. That's part of it. You got some hot significant other. You got guys out there you know have zero scruples. They don't care who you come walking in with.
They can get her into fist fights.
They can get her away from you if they want. They know. They're so confident that, yo, you give me a chance, baby. If your man's a headache, I'll be an aspirin girl.
Does that happen often? Because, I don't think I've ever really...
You've never seen somebody like blatantly hit on someone that's obviously someone else,
right? Like my, or it never happened to me. Really,
it's never happened to you. Okay, yeah, I know it's happened. It's happened with exes of mine. I know, or the one ex with this with a pow. Yeah,
what'd you do?
Oh yeah,
just was like, all right, bud, all right, move on, bud, move on. You let me know, girl. Let me know when you get tired of him. I'm like, all right,
Jesus. Oh,
what am I gonna do? This dude's like 6'4". I'm going to go and get up in his ass, and next thing you know, I'm going to be in traction. I'm like, all right. But at that point, you feel like a bitch. Your night's ruined.
I'm not trying to throw cold water on this whole thing, but I don't feel like a bitch because I'm not going to... What is fighting anybody? Are you supposed to be the guy to stand up and, you know what I mean, like, defend... I'm sorry. I'm not getting into a fist fight.
But you get guys that famously will do that. I made the reference yesterday when we were talking to Gallows and Anderson. We talked about his hot Asian wife, and he loved it. He loved, like, showing people Carl Anderson. Like, oh, yeah, dude, enjoy. Drink it in. But then famously, the Macho Man Randy Savage, famous for this. There's tales told throughout wrestling. He was with that woman, Miss Elizabeth. If you looked at her sideways.
Elizabeth.
He'd bounce your head off of a brick wall.
I think that speaks to his insecurity, right?
Yeah. Because he just couldn't, he had trouble having a woman that was as beautiful and as coveted as her. And it made it difficult for the dude. Yeah, it speaks to his insecurities and the fact that she was like hot and coveted.
I'm a pussy. I don't know. I'm just like, if you know, he touches my woman or something like that, then I think you got to do what you
got
to do.
Well, you've also got the benefit
maybe
of having
an ass kick coming your way.
You got a woman that'll throw hands at the drop of a hat, too. I mean, you can hold her own. You got a spicy Latina who, hey, you put your hands on the merchandise.
She's defending herself.
Yeah, you're going to catch a blade, okay? I don't think either one of Mike and I's ladies are going to be suplexing anybody through a coffee table anytime soon.
Yeah, and I remember one time, like, we were getting ready to go grocery shopping, and she comes out with, like, some tight-ass yoga pants on. And normally I wouldn't care, but I'm like, the grocery store is ground zero for leering. Okay.
A lot of leering.
Mike knows, but from experience.
I know. Trust me.
King Learer.
You're a King Learer.
And I said something, and she's like, nobody's looking. I'm like, are you that naive?
Do not be that naive.
They're looking at your ass.
Do not be that naive.
You don't have eyes back there.
You just put that thing on a platter.
Yeah.
And you're going to waltz around in a grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's a million different
down
aisles
I didn't need to go down.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what we're talking about. So coming up out
of
sports.
I need nothing out of the international food aisle, but I'm walking down it. Because, whoa, what is that?
Ooh, flautas.
Having a hot significant other. I guess this goes both ways, too. There's a woman text in about her... text in about her significant other who works out an hour and a half each day. Man is an Adonis, and she loves him to death, but, you know, has a tendency to catch the ladies. The ladies looking.
Oh, yeah, I don't think this is just a hot girlfriend issue, even though I bet that's the vast majority. Rosie checks in, says, my ex once told me I was a chore to go out with in public because he felt like guys were always looking at me. Drew, guy walked by my girl once, clearly wasted, said, nice breasts, used a different word. She stared at him, looked back, made out with me. He walked away like a bitch. Oh, that attests to what you said, Scott. Look all you want. She's walking away with me, homie.
Yeah, I mean, it just has to deal with if you let it bother you.
Well,
yeah, I mean,
remember,
you choose not to let it bother you.
Friday, we were talking to Todd Heap, and I brought this very thing up because I noticed how many women at the stadium were just ripping his clothes off. It was unbelievable.
Oh, is that the genesis of this? Thank you, Mike, for reminding me that. Yeah, and he was talking about how Mrs. Heap ain't having that. Yeah. Feel free to take some photos, but if he walks by and you start squeezing on that buttery biscuit or his front door, she's going to say something, man.
Yeah.
That's got to be, think about that. Like, you know, hey, we're whoever. We have significant others. People do. But imagine being, like, married to someone that's mega famous, and you're just a whoever.
Right, and these women just think they can just do whatever they want.
Like, people are writing erotic fan fiction about your significant other. It you got to be like, okay, you got to have, I'd say, a thick skin. The only thing I had thick skins were the dinosaurs, and they're gone. But still, it's got to chip away at you a little bit, some way, down inside. Let's go to the phones. A lot of people holding. Justin, Danny, Mike, Pat, and Anna continue to hold. Let's go to Baltimore Joe, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing over there? Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Hi.
All right. A couple of years ago, I had some pretty decent girlfriends and stuff dressing around Halloween. Not really bothered by it. But last night, I went to a Halloween party, and a girl that I'm talking to, she got jealous of what I was wearing.
What?
Yeah, and all I was wearing was just a basketball jersey. She said my arms look too good.
Okay, yeah, you got them guns out. Sun's out, guns out, baby boy. Yeah, because this is a perfect time of the year for that, because you're going to get people that are dressed maybe a little bit more scantily clad. Like, can you imagine, like, dude, FX Alex, 4% body fat. His abs have abs. You could grate cheese on his stomach. If he dressed like Leonidas from 300... And he's walking around like, I was like, oh, man, girls are going to squirt baby oil over that body. And me, let's go to line two, Justin in Catonsville. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, bud?
Yeah, no, so my girlfriend, I mean, I think she's pretty hot, and a lot of other guys have noticed that, too.
Yeah, she's a piece of ass.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, I've seen the looks, you know, if we're out at a bar or something like that, or kind of like Mike had said, the grocery store before. But the two that really, like, come to mind, there was one we were walking. It was actually our anniversary, so she was all dressed up or whatever. And this guy down the street just catcalled, like, "Woo, white dress." And, I mean, we just laughed. I mean, it was a compliment to her. I laughed, too, because I'm the one taking her out, so whatever. But then the other one was, I don't like confrontation. I'm quite a beta.
Me neither.
So we were waiting to go up on an elevator. And we were just kind of waiting for the elevator, and there were these other two guys, noticeably drunk at first. And we were both looking the other way, and then I look, and the one guy's pretending to hump my girlfriend, like, 3 feet behind her.
Oh, yeah, get some, kid.
Yeah.
Immediately, I'm like, I had never been in this situation before. I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to do right now? So I just immediately shoved the guy, you know, said some curse words. What the hell's wrong with you? He was visibly drunk. I didn't do too much. But, yeah, it was like.
Here's the thing. If you have a girlfriend who, like, expects you to do something like that, like, oh, why didn't you defend
me? Whip his ass, Scotty.
It's like, okay, that's one thing. But, like I said, it all depends on whether you choose to let that bother you. You could just go, ah, whatever. Yeah, okay, dude.
But I think once he puts his hands on her.
Yeah, well, he wasn't. He didn't. He was 3 feet away from her just mimicking a humping motion.
Yeah.
You just roll your eyes and go, okay, whatever, dude. I get to do it for real when I get home. Don't you wish you could?
Yeah, I get to be 3 feet closer.
There's a million ways you can handle these situations. And if you want to let yourself get all worked up, or if you have a woman that, like, you know, he said, what am I supposed to do? If you have a woman that, you know, expects you to go ahead and defend her, and then as a beta, you're going to get your ass kicked, then that's what you, I guess that's what you got to do.
Mister, is there any way you can...
Hey, go ahead. 410-338-1098. Let's talk. Oh, and by the way, if you're with some girl that wants you to fight, not like expects it, like, hey, that guy was disrespectful to me, you should say something. But if she goes out there like trying to do something to try and rile someone up so you've got to throw hands, get out of that situation, buddy. So there's less confrontational fish in the sea. Mike, excuse me, let's go to Danny, actually. Virginia, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's up?
Hello, buddy.
Danny.
In Virginia.
Hey, check it out. I used to date this girl that was the spitting image of Sarah Palin. Gorgeous. And I've never been a jealous person. So one day we were in Target, and Wanda always dressed up. And this day, she was wearing a skirt.
Yeah.
And just above her knee.
Yeah.
So, and she also never, ever wore underwear. Never.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, keep going.
So, we're in Target, and there was a young dude, probably 15, 16, in a wheelchair. And he was there with a couple of his friends. So, Wanda walks over to the shelf and sees something. And I've never seen her do this before. She did this weird bend to pick it up, like a clockwork ballerina. Stiff-legged. So, when she bent over, you know, her left leg kind of went up in the air and lifted her skirt.
Oh.
And right away, I saw the kid's face, and I started laughing because I knew what was coming. He spun his head around so fast. He's like, oh, my God, dude, I just saw that woman's. And then I couldn't hear anymore because I was laughing so damn hard. You know,
so you seem to be, Danny, you seem to be the type of guy that when that kind of stuff happens, you get like your crunkish caveman guys like, look at my girlfriend. But meanwhile, you're just laughing at this because you're like, hey, you know what? Enjoy the sights, but don't touch.
That seems like a very extreme example, too. It was a teenage kid catching a glimpse of your girlfriend's vagina.
In a wheelchair.
Of course he freaked out.
Handicapped kid.
This isn't like a guy hitting on your girlfriend. He accidentally saw her vagina.
Yeah.
This is totally different.
But it's not like she showed it to him on purpose. And I'm 6'2", 300 pounds. I don't worry about too much, you know.
Yeah.
So
I worry about tell her to put on some underwear. How about that?
Yeah, tell her to stop going to Target Commando, homeboy. Honestly, I don't care what time of the year.
A little different.
Yeah, cover up the kitty. All right. You never know when there could be a kid in a wheelchair nearby.
A teenage kid in a wheelchair catching an accidental glimpse of your girlfriend's vagina in the shampoo aisle.
You like something over there in your
lazy
chair?
And he reacted. What the hell do you think was going to happen?
Yeah, of course you're going
to
say something.
Not like he walked up to her and was like, hey, I got some stuff that'll work great on your hair.
Yeah, and I'm talking about the stuff above your shoulders. Like, he didn't flip up her skirt looking at the particulars. Danny, you scamp. Let's go to Pat in Dundalk. Pat, good morning. Thank you for holding, bud.
Good morning, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller, and I'm one of your gay listeners.
Yes. Big fan of you, bud. Big fan of you.
Now, I got a text about this, about the gay community when it comes to things like this.
It is no bars hold.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no holds barred, man.
No
just go hard.
Bold. Yes.
So, basically, I'm a middle-aged 20-year-old, and I have a young, hot boyfriend in his early 20s.
Yeah, baby.
And whenever we go out to the club, he wears, you know, the slutty crop tops. He wants to be seen. He's really flamboyant.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're dancing, and people will literally try to dance in between us and grope my boyfriend to the point that I gotta say, hi, I'm his boyfriend. Almost have to fight people at the club every time.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now that's a situation.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever actually
imagine.
Had to put hands on someone?
I had to push this big black guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm about 5'9". This guy's about 6'2".
Damn.
I had to push him, but he backed off after that because, you know, the gay guys, they're always fruit cups.
Gotcha.
They're a little sensitive.
Gotcha. Yeah, it seems like they're willing to – they'll push, they'll test the limits, and they're willing to give it a shot. But then once you be like, hey – No, thanks. They don't press the
issue.
Okay.
Sorry.
But they want to roll the dice because you never know. Like the gay community is a little more
fun
and malleable. And you, like, if who's to say that if he tried that, it would, you know, he rolled the dice, right?
Fair enough. Yeah.
Pat, are you a long time listener of the show or a more recent listener?
Oh, I'm a long-time listener.
I would love to make you our correspondent into the LGBTQ community. We already have Carlos from the Latin community. God bless Ariel and Tim. They're the African-American representatives, and Asian Megan takes care of all of our Eastern listeners. Pat, we would love to have you be our inroad as we try and diversify the program. Do you think we've done a good job so far, or are there lessons to be learned?
I think you guys are pretty diverse. Really open to the gay community.
God bless you.
My man.
God bless you, sir.
My man.
I'm putting him on hold, Micah. You give him something.
Can I ask you a question?
Well, let me take him off a hold. Hold on 1 second. And there he is. Pat.
What's up, guys?
Out of the members of the show, where are you going first?
I'm going to have to say Justin.
Lipstick on me for reasons I can't say. Thank you, Pat. There he goes. God, speed. Whew. All right. Let's go to Mike. Sorry. Coughed up some.
Shake it off.
Coughed up some truth there. Let's go to Mike. Mike, good morning.
Morning.
What's up, Mike?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and sound like a broken record, but yeah, I have a hot girlfriend too, and, you know, she likes to wear the whole yoga pants thing out in public, and, you know, I've already spoke my mind about it, but...
What was that? You know, what'd you say?
How that conversation
I mean, go? Like, yeah, I'm uncomfortable with it because it, you know, it reveals a lot, you know what I mean? So...
Yeah, women acting like the pants aren't, like...
They know what they're doing.
You can see everything.
Exactly.
They know.
Mike, did that conversation start with, woman? Woman!
Yeah, something like that. That's about how it starts. Something like that.
Woman!
Yeah, I mean, if you're a woman and you have a great ass and you're wearing yoga pants, I mean, you're spinning every dude's head that you walk past.
Yeah, guys
guaranteed.
Are leaving there with whiplash looking at that. Let's talk to a lady before we jump here. Anna Forest Hill, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
How you doing,
hello.
Love?
I'm great. First, I love you guys so much.
And we love
laugh
you.
Hysterically every morning when I listen to you. But I called, and I'm saying that generally I think it comes down to a lack of confidence when, whether it's the guy or the girl that...
Uh-huh. Insecurity. Yep.
You're here.
And you know what? Here's the other thing. Can you speak to this as a woman? If a guy gets his panties all in a bunch when other guys are looking at his girl and he's into her like that, do women find that unattractive in a way? An insecure
man, yeah.
Obviously.
Because it shows that they're not confident and they're insecure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. Very good.
What did he get upset about? You wearing scantily clad clothing in public or...
No, I mean anything. Just, you know, I'm not just talking about myself, but
yep,
in general
the whole situation.
Yeah, they're skanking it up. Yeah, got a teddy on. You wear a teddy to Target.
Yeah, I think it's different with the guy that was, you know, humping the air behind that girl. And, you know, I thought it was kind of funny, but, you know, there is a line where you need to be like, hey, buddy, back off. But I don't know. I just think the insecurity and the lack of confidence is. Certainly the cause of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.